competition, interspecies competition drives them apart. Well, Lack's work became the classic case for neo-Darwinian evolution, featured in countless textbooks and documentaries ever since. It remains the classic case for microevolution, and one that involved the evolution of new species and even new closely related genera. They're all in the same subfamily, but they actually even cross species lines. At the end of his great book, called Darwin's Finches, Lack concludes what he's saying. He writes, "The evolutionary picture presented by Darwin's Finches is unusual in some of its details, but fundamentally it is typical of what I believe to have taken place in other birds. Darwin's Finches form a little world of their own. Not, however, a peculiar world, but one which intimately reflects the world as a whole, so that with these birds, as Darwin wrote, we are brought somewhat nearer than usual to the great fact, that mystery of mysteries, the first appearance of new beings on Earth." Well, the work on Darwin's Finches has continued because they are such a perfect test case for the whole neo-Darwinian synthesis. Because here you've got a classically a whole bunch of little isolated environments nearby each other, parental species coming in, spreading out onto the different islands, and then re-overlapping onto similar islands. The work on those continues to this day. Beginning in 1973, two field biologists, now working in Princeton, then from McGill in Canada, Peter and Rosemary Grant, have studied this finch population, where they overlap and when they're separate. They have literally watched the average beak shapes and beak sizes evolve in response to changed conditions. When the conditions get wetter, the beak average beak size changes in response to the different types of seeds available. When conditions get drier, this average beak size changes. But of course, it's not the same individual's beak that is changing. It's the beaks of the average population, the ones that survive. There's enormous death occurring in the Galapagos because when it's wet, certain types of finches do not thrive as well as other types of finches. And the types that do will survive. When conditions change to then a different type will. But if you take the average, you can literally, they've literally mapped and watched the beak size change. Similar studies of other isolated populations, such as in Canada, in Brazil, in Madagascar, have been found to exhibit a similar pattern of microevolution. But the Grant study, David Lack's study, and the Galapagos finches remains the best known.